Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ayin Tes. The Mishnah at the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis brings a case where a person sent a shliach to accept Kedushin on behalf of his daughter, and then he went himself and was Mekabel Kedushin. The Mishnah says whoever's Kedushin was first, that's the Kedushin that's Chal. The Mishnah then repeats the same din where a woman sent a shliach to be Mekabel Kedushin for herself, and then she herself went and was Mekabel Kedushin. Again, the Mishnah says whichever Kedushin took place first, that's the Kedushin which is Chal. The Gemara says it's Tzrichah, so why do we need both cases? If we had only said the first case, so you would have said the Gavr Kimli B'Yuchsin, the father of the girl, he knows about Yuchsin, and therefore if he's Mekabel Kedushin, it's because he found someone who is Miyuchis, he wants his Kedushin to be the one that's valid and not the one of the Shliach. By shaking where the woman herself sent the Shliach, you would think that since she knows that she's not a Baki in Yuchsin, so she'd rather that the Kedushin of the Shliach is the one that's valid. And as Rashi explains, even though she went and was Mekabel Kedushin, she did not mean to be Mevatel the Shlichus. And her, what Rashi means to say is that when she was Mekabel Kedushin, it was really done out tonight that the Shliach does not find someone to be Mekadosher. If the Shliach will eventually find someone, even if it's after her Kedushin, she wants that the Shliach's Kedushin be the one that takes place and not hers. The Gemara then continues and says that there's a Chiddush all the way around in the Seifa. Over there, there's as far as to say, Isha Daiko Mintzava. She relies on herself more than anyone else, and therefore, if she finds someone that she wants to be Niskadeshes to, she wants that Kedushin be the one to be Chal, and therefore she's Mevatel the Shliach. Hashenkein in the Reisha, where the father is accepting Kedushin for his daughter, he's not as Makbid, therefore even if he finds someone afterwards and is Mekabel the Kedushin, he does not mean to be Mevatel the Shliach. And again, the Pshat would be that when he's Mekabel the Kedushin, even though it took place before the Kabbalah of the Shliach, since he does not mean to be Mevatel the Shliach, so it is as if he's Mekabel the Kedushin al Tanai, that the Kedushin should only be Chal if the Shliach does not find someone. Therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us a Chiddush that no, that's not what he means to do. He does mean to be Mevatel the Shliach. Therefore, his Kedushin is the one that's Chal. Now, the truth is, the way that we're explaining the Havmina, that both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, there's a Havmina that either the father's Kedushin or the daughter's Kedushin was done al Tanai, that a Kedushin should only take place if the Shliach is not Mekabel Kedushin. So we really didn't have to say that the Kamash B'lon is to tell us that no, he does mean to be Mevatel the Shliach. We could have just explained that the Kamash B'lon is that he's not being Mekabel the Kedushin al Tanai. He means to be Mekabel the Kedushin no matter what happens later with the Shliach. Therefore, since Lamaisa, his Kedushin took place before the Kedushin of the Shliach, that Kedushin is Chal, and when the Shliach later on is Mekabel Kedushin again, it's already too late. She's already an Eishes Ish, and Kedushin is not Toifis. However, Rashi clearly does say this. Rashi at the bottom of the Omid, and Ches Amud Beis, he explains in the Mishnah, the Batli L'Shlichusei the Shliach, and again on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, the first Rashi on the Gemara, he says again that Ubitel Es HaShliach, Rashi's Mavur, the reason why the Shliach's Kedushin is not good, is not only because she's already an Eishes Ish and it's too late, rather because his Shlichus was Nisbatel. And there's nafkamina in this. The Meiri says, what would happen in the case where the father's Kedushin took place first? However, after the father's Kedushin took place, the husband, the first Baal who was Mekadosh the Isha, he died soon after, and his death was even before the Shliach was Mekabel the Kedushin from someone else. So if we would have just understood the Pshat in the Mishnah is that the father's Kedushin takes place first, and that's why the Shliach's Kedushin is not valid, so in this case, where the Shliach's Kedushin can be valid, because by the time he was Mekabel the Kedushin, the first husband had died already, and the din would have been that the Shliach's Kedushin is also Chal. The father's Kedushin is Chal, and then when she becomes an Almana from the first husband, the second Kedushin is Chal as well. However, now the Rashi says that the Pshat is that when the father's Mekabel the Kedushin, he's Mevatel the Shlichus, and the same would be in the Seif of the Mishnah. When she's Mekabel the Kedushin from one husband, that's Mevatel the Shlichus. Therefore, even if at the time the Shliach was Mekabel the Kedushin from the second husband, the first husband had died already, still the second Kedushin would not be Chal, because the Shlichus has already been Nisbatel. So this is one Nafkamina. A second Nafkamina the Sefer HaMakna brings, and that is in a case where the father was Mekabel Kedushin before the Shliach was. However, the Kedushin to the father was a type of Kedushin to be Chal after 30 days. We know that then as a person can be Mekadosh Isha La'achar Shloshim Yoim, the Kedushin is Kosher and it's Chal after 30 days. However, what would happen in this case where after the father was Mekabel Kedushin, then the Shliach went ahead and was also Mekabel Kedushin, and the second Kabbalah's Kedushin, the Shliach's, was done to be Chal right away, even if it has not yet reached the 30 days of the first Kedushin? So really, theoretically, the chalais of the Shliach's Kedushin should take place before the chalais Kedushin of the father, or her own Kedushin. Still, the Sefer Makna says that the first Kedushin will be Chal, the father's will, and not the Shliach's. Because since when the father was Mekabel Kedushin, that also involves a bittul of the Shlichus, so when the Shliach later on is Mekabel Kedushin, it has no validity at all. So this is another nafkamina. For that which Rashi says that when the father's Mekabel Kedushin, that's Mevatel the Shlichus, Rashi doesn't simply say that since the father's Kedushin is Chal, the male of the Shliach's Kedushin cannot be Chal afterwards. Rashi says there's a bittul shlichus over here. This is another nafkamina, even in this case, where the father's kedushin should be chal after 30 days, and the shliach's kedushin really should have been chal before the father's, still it would not be chal because the shlichus was already in this battle. And the Sefer Mekka then goes further and he says even a greater chiddush. This already is going to need a hesber. He says that which the Mishnah says that imshal shluchei kadmu kedusha of kedushin. If the shliach's kedushin was found to have taken place before the kedushin of the father, then that's the one that's chal. And the Sefer Mekka says here also the same would be true. That if the shliach was mekabel kedushin and it was almanas that the kedushin should be chal after 30 days, and then afterwards the father was mekabel kedushin and that kedushin was supposed to take place right away. There also the din will be that the shliach's kedushin is the one that takes place and not the father's. The Makna understands that the ratio and the seif have to be parallel. If in the first case, where the father's kedushin took place first, the din is that the father's kedushin is chal, even in this case of lachar shlishim yoyim, then in the next case also, where the shliach's kedushin is first, there also this will be the din, that his kedushin is chal, even in this case of lachar shlishim yoyim. And the Makna explains what will be the pshat in this. He says, even though the shliach's kedushin was not chal yet, still when the father's mekabel kedushin, at that point, he means to be mevatel l'shlichos. That just means he no longer allows the shliach to be mekabel kedushin on behalf of his daughter. But here in this case, where the shliach already was mekabel the kedushin, the shlichos is complete already. Being mevatel l'shlichos will not make a difference. The only thing the father can possibly do is be mevatel the kedushin. He would have a right to do that, to be chozer from the kedushin, because it was not chal yet. But since that's not what he meant to do over here in this case, then the first kedushin, that's the one that will be chal l'maisa, and not the father's own kedushin. This is what the Sefer Makna explains. And the chare, it's very difficult to understand. The Sefer Makna apparently understood that in order for the father to have a koyach to be mekabel kedushin for his daughter, it has to be that he's mevatel the koyach of the shliach to be mekabel kedushin. And since in this case he's only mevatel mikanu labo, and the kedushin that the shliach was already mekabel, he's not undoing that, therefore he himself does not have a koyach anymore to be mekabel kedushin for his daughter. This is l'chare how he understood why Rashi always has to say that the father was mevatel the shlichus. He understands Rashi means to say that it's not shaykh for the father to be mekabel kedushin unless he's first being mevatel the shlichus. This is very difficult to understand. Why did the father lose his koyach to be mekabel kedushin just because he was meman a shliach? Enichnami before the chiddush of the Mishnah, as the Gemara explains, it would have been havmina both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, that even if the father's kedushin came first in the Reisha, or even if the daughter's kedushin came first in the Seifa, the kedushin was only done al tanai that the shliach is not eventually mekabel kedushin. Once the Mishnah's mechadasha said this is not the pshat, there is no tanai in the kedushin, therefore the father's kedushin is the one that's chal. Then why would he say that the only reason the father has a koyach to be mekabel kedushin is because he was first mevatel l'shlichus? Why should he lose his koyach just because he was memana l'shliach? Therefore, in this case, where the shliach's kedushin was before the father's kedushin, but still, if the shliach's kedushin was to be chal after 30 days, and then the father's mekabel kedushin to be chal right away, the chay would be partial that the father's kedushin is chal, since the shliach's kedushin was not chal yet. And even though, as the Sefer Makna says, the father never was mevatel the kedushin which was done already through the shliach, even though that kedushin was not nisbatel, but l'maisa, the father can still have a koyach to be mekadosh his daughter, and since his kedushin was chal l'maisa before the shliach's, therefore the father's kedushin is the one that's valid and not the one of the shliach. And the Sefer Yad Nirma over here is very meduic like this as well. He brings al derech Rashi when he discusses the ratio of the Mishnah, im shloi kadmu kedushin of kedushin, he says, therefore the kedushin of the shliach afterward is not chal because the father already was mevatel his shlichus. It's like what Rashi says, and as we explained, the reason why he needs this is because there are certain nafkaminos. Even if the first husband will die already, still the second kedushin will not work. Or in the second nafkamina, where the father's kedushin was supposed to be chal after 30 days, and the shliach was supposed to be chal right away, still the father's was the one that's going to be chal because he's mevatel the shlichas of the shliach. And then in the second case of the Mishnah, the imshal shluchei kodmai kedush of kedushin, he explains that in that case, if the father was mekabel kedushin after the shliach, the father's kedushin is not chal. He explains because she's already an eishes ish from the first kedushin. That's why the father's kedushin is not chal. So clearly he says the difference between the first case and the second case. In the second case, the only reason why the father's kedushin is nachal is not because he wasn't mevatel the shliach, he doesn't have a koyach anymore, rather because his daughter is already an ishes ish, that's why kedushin won't work. Therefore, in these nafkaminas, like in the case where the first mekadosh died before the father was mekabel the kedushin, in that case she's not an ishes ish at the time the father was mekabel the kedushin, and clearly the Yad Rama would hold that the kedushin is chal. Or in the case where the first kedushin was after 30 days and the father's kedushin was chal before 30 days, then the father's kedushin will be the one to be chal. Since he says clearly the only thing that's being ma'akev, the kedushin of the father, is the fact that she's an eishes ish, so in both of these nafkaminas you don't have that problem, then the father's kedushin will be chal. L'chare, this is clearly not like the way the Sefer Makna wanted to be mechadish. Now we could just pose one more question. L'chare, this is an interesting shaila. What would be in the case where the father sent a shliach and the father was ma'akev kedushin before the shliach's kedushin? However, it turned out that the father's kedushin was possible. For example, the two Edom who watched the Kedushin end up being Psuli Edos, or the Kesef which was given to the father ended up being less than a Shavar Puta. It would seem that in this case also, we have the same Svar of Rashi. Since the father, when it was Mekabel Kedushin, he meant to be Mevatel the Shlichus of the Shliach, so therefore even if his Kedushin ended up being Posel, the Shliach's Kedushin would not be valid, because his Shlichus was already in his battle. On the other hand, we don't find in this case the Rishayim or Achrayim mentioning that this would be an Afkamina, Perhaps if the first kedushin end up being possible, that would not constitute a bit of the shlichus. However, that would need a hesber, because the father at the time was mekabel kedushin, he didn't even realize that this kedushin was possible. So lachar he did mean to be mevat the shlichus. Therefore, this lachar should be another nafkamina that even in this case, the shlichus kedushin should not be valid. Now continue on to the next gemara. The machik is Rav and Shmuel. The gemara says itmar kitcha via baderech v'kitcha atzma beir v'rehi begeres. Rav amar rehi begeres lefonenu v'shmuel amar chashina lekedusha shneim. Now, firstly, what is exactly the case over here? The Shneim on Mavur, the Taisa Rosh, Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz, they say that there's no suffix. We know that the Kedushin of the father took place before the Kedushin of the daughter. The Lashon of the Gemara B'Hemshach is Mavur that the Kedushin of the father was B'tzafra in the morning, and the Shneim explained that the father's Kedushin was in the morning, and the daughter's Kedushin was in the afternoon. We know definitely the father's Kedushin took place before the Kedushin of the daughter, and if so, the Shneim explained, we know definitely that one of the Kedushin is definitely good. If the case would have been the other way around, that the daughter's Kedushin would have been before the father's Kedushin, or even if it would be a suffix, we're not sure which Kedushin took place first, then there would be a possibility that maybe neither one of the Kedushins were good. In other words, if the Kedushin of the daughter took place first, and at that time she was still a Naira, afterwards she became a Begeres before the father's Kedushin, in that case neither one of the Kedushins would be good. Our case is talking about that the Kedushin of the father was definitely before the Kedushin of the daughter, and therefore one of the Kedushins definitely were good. The suffix of the Gemara was, when did she become a Begeres? If she became a Begeres before the Kedushin of the father, so then her Kedushin is good, and the father's Kedushin is not. If she became a Begeres after the Kedushin of the father, then the father's Kedushin is good, and her Kedushin is not. Now I'll get back to this later to explain why is it that the Gemara Dafka spoke about such a case where we know that one of the two Kedushins are good, the question just is which one. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Imas, when exactly did this story take place? Ilayim b'teich shisho, b'hon ima rav hari b'geres lefoneinu hashtu debogra. It can't be that this story took place within 6 months of when she became a Naira, because then Rav would not have said, Harei Begeres Lefoneinu. As we'll see, there are two important machoikas Rishenim over here, how to understand this point of the Gemara. The first is the machoikas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi over here explains that the case is talking about, at this point of the Gemara, that she got Simani Bagros within 6 months of when she became a Naira. And Rashi also, the din is in this case, is that she actually is a Begeres, even though 6 months have not passed since she became a Naira. And Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha, "B'ha'omar Rav Harei Begeres Lefoneinu." Would Rav have said in such a situation that Harei Begeres Lefoneinu? The Gemara means to ask, even though the Maisa she does get a din of a Begeres, even though it's within 6 months. However, since it was not expected, the pashas, the normal situation is that a woman does not become a Begeres until 6 months. Therefore, until we actually see that she's a Begeres, she had a cheskas nairus. Therefore, the Gemara is asking that Rav would not have said Harei Begeres Lefoneinu. We should assume that she was a Begeres all along. And will only be chayish for her kedushin, not the kedushin of the father, since she originally had a cheskas nairus. As Tosaf here in Dibur Maschil Ilema, he argues on Rashi, and he says there is no such concept of as a woman becoming a begeres before 6 months of her becoming a naira. And therefore, Tosaf learns a different pshat in the Gemara. Tosaf learns that when she comes before Neinu and she has simani bagrus, right now we know that she does have a din of a begeres. Now it's already after 6 months of her becoming a naira. However, the Gemara asks Amos, when did this kedushin take place? Ilema b'teich shisha. If the father's Kedushin took place within 6 months of her becoming a Naira, then there is no suffix. The Kedushin of the father definitely is a good Kedushin, because even if she got Simani Bargus within 6 months, Taisus also, we still consider her a Naira, not a Begeres. If that's the Gemara's Kashu according to Taisus, if the Kedushin of the father was within 6 months, then it should be Muchach that Kedushin is a good Kedushin. Now Taisus adds that according to his Pshat, you cannot be Begeres the words, Hashtahu de Bagra, because Mishnah, according to Rashi, she got these Simani Bagras sometime today. The question is when exactly it took place. And the Svar of the Gemara is that you're not going to say that happened from the morning already. Rather, you're going to say Hashtahu Debogra. Now, Shaken, according to Taisus, we're coming after 6 months already. And the question is when the Kedushin took place, did she have the Simani Bagras then already? So the Gemara is not trying to say that it was Hashtahu Debogra, that the Simanim came right now. All the Gemara is just trying to say is that it could not have been before the 6 months, at the time of the Kedushin of the father. Akarach, then she did not have these Simani Bagras. But even if she did have the Simani Bagras, still we would consider her a Naira. Therefore, Taisa is not going to those words, Hashtahu Debagra. So, we have an important machlokes Rashi and Taisa over here. As far as Dini Bagras, the sheet of Rashi is that if a woman gets Simani even before 6 months from Nairus, she does get a din of a Bagaris. According to Taisa, she does not. Now, the Pereshov here asks a very strong kasha on the sheet of Taisvis. The Mishnah Nida Daf Mem Zayin brings what are the Simani Bagras? The Mishnah lists a number of Simanim. And the question is, according to the sheet of Taisvis, what are these Simanim Negeya? If they came before 6 months, so Taisus holds these simanim will not be enough to make her into a begeres. And if the simanim came after 6 months, anyways, once 6 months arrive, we have the member of Shmuel, Ein Bein Naris Lebagros, Elo Shusha Chadashim Bovad, 6 months after Naira, she gets the din of a Begeres, and that's even without Simonim. So where are these Simonim ever Negea? And the Pnei Yeshua adds, he says, you could say that the Simonim are Negea on the actual day, the day that she becomes 6 months, like Arsiga says, Behemshech. However, the Pnei Yeshua says, it's not Mesarva that all those Simonim listed over there are only Negea for this one day. It's not much like that from the Sugya. Therefore, he says, this is a right to the Shita of Rashi, not like the Shita of Tosfos. However, the Maisa, we do have Rishonim over there in the Sugya, need the Daf Mem Zayin, who answer this Kasha. The Ramban and the Ritva, they say that the Simonim Bagras are Negea in a case where we do not know when exactly she became a Naira. We never checked her Simonim Nairas. Therefore, if she has these Simonim Bagras, we could assume that already 6 months ago she became a Naira, and now she's a Bagaris. But Enichnami, when there's a girl who we already checked the Simonim Nairas, then for her it would not be Negea the Simonim Bagras, we would only count the 6 months, and the Simonim Bagras would not make a difference at all. The Maisa Pnei Yeshua over here does bring this Teretz. He doesn't quote a B'Shem the Rishonim, he brings it on his own and he rejects it. But Maisa, since we do have Rishonim who say that, then this Tachar will be the Pshat and Taisis over here as well. Taisis could hold like these Rishonim. Akwam, that's one Machaikis in the Sugya, the Machaikis between Rashi and the Taisis Rishonim. There's a second Nakuda which has to be discussed, and that is, if we'll assume like the Rashi in the Sugya, that it is Shaykh for a woman to get Simonim Bagras within 6 months, and then she will have a din of a Begeres. However, the Gemara is asking that in this case, Rav would not have said, Rei Begeres Lefoneinu, that we could assume she got these Simonim ready in the morning, and we'd only be Machsha her Kedushin, not the Kedushin of the father. Rather, we would have to be Choshish for the Kedushin of the father. However, the Shaila is, does that mean to say that we're only Choshish for the Kedushin of the father, or does it mean that it's a Suffolk and we'll have to be Choshish for both Kedushins? Rashi over here in Dibur Maschil, Baha'am Rav, in the end of Rashi, he says, Mi Yemer de Tzafra Nami Begeresi Vidil Mahashtahu de Bogra. Would Rav have said that we could assume that from the morning ready she was a Begeres? Dil Mahashtahu de Bogra, maybe, perhaps, she only became a Begeres now and not in the morning. Mashmois of Rashi, and this Achrayim Amadaik already, the Shara Melech and Perak Gimel Hochasishas Halacha Yudalid, and the B.R. Gro and Evan Ezra Simon Lamed Zayin Tzifkot and Yud Gimel, they say that Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara. The Gemara is asking that we should vada go buster the Cheskas Naira, and that the Kedushin of the father would be a good Kedushin and not her own Kedushin. Rather, the Gemara is asking, how could Rav say that we would assume that she's already a Begeres from the morning, and we're only Cheshish for the Kedushin of herself, not the Kedushin of the father? It should be a Safik, and we should be Cheshish for both Kedushins. This is the Mashmais of Rashi. And if so, we understand that the Gemara's Kash is only on the Shita of Rav, which is actually the Lashon of the Gemara. Bahon name Rav Harei Begeres Lefoneinu. Would Rav have said in this situation, Harei Begeres Lefoneinu? No, rather it's a Safik. And she has to be Cheshish for both Kedushins, which is the Shita of Shmuel. In other words, according to Shmuel, we could say that this is the case when he was Mekadosher before 6 months, and the Shita of Shmuel would make sense that we should have to be Cheshish for both Kedushins. So this is the Shita of Rashi. However, the Shita of the Ritva is different. The Ritva, as well as the Tosfos Briya, they learn the Gemara's Kasha is that if this took place within 6 months of Nairus, the din is we should definitely say that she's Becheskas Naira until we know for sure that it changed, until we saw the Simoni Bagras. Because the 6 months after Nairus are Becheskas Nairus, the Pasha says that a woman does not become a Begeres. So even though the Maisa, if she did get Simonim, then we will give her a din of a Begeres, like the Shita of Rashi, not like the Shita of Tosfos, but it will only be Mikana Ulaba and not Lumafreya. We will not go back in time and be Cheshish, that maybe even beforehand she already got these Simonim. Rather, we'll give her her Cheskas Nairus, and we'll say that only now she got these Simonim. The Ritva and the Tosfos are learning that the Gemara's Kasha is that we should give her a din Bevadai, like a Naira, and therefore her father's Kedushin would be a good Kedushin, and she would not have to be Cheshish for her own Kedushin. Now the truth is, and the Tachoinim point out, the Rishash points this out, that if so, the Gemara's Kasha really is on the Shita of Shmuel as well. If this happened before Shisha Chadoshim, why would Shmuel say that we're Cheshish for both Kedushins? Everyone should be masking that we go back to the Cheskas Naira, and we're only Cheshish for the Kedushin of the father, and not her own Kedushin. And the Machna Fraim and Isha's Simon Gimel, and this is brought in the Shara Melech, they bring that this is actually the Makar of Rashi, to learn that the Gemara only means to ask that it's a Sofik, and not that Vadi we should go back to Cheskas Nairos, because the Gemara asks the Kasha only from the Shita of Rav. Lashon the Gemara is Bahon Eimer Ravri, Begeres Lefoneinu, Hashtu the Bogra. If the Gemara meant that we should go Buster Cheskas Nairos, but Teres Vadai, the Gemara should have asked also from the Shita of Shmuel, how could Shmuel say the Chashinu Lekedushay Shneim? Now the Rishash adds that either way, according to Tosfos, this is the case. According to the Shita of Tosfos, which we mentioned before, the case is talking about that she came before Neinu after 6 months, she has Simonim Bagros, however, the Kedushin took place before 6 months, and the Gemara's Kasha is that if the Kedushin took place before, then there's no Suffolk Bechlau. Within 6 months of her becoming a Naira, she cannot get a din of a Begeres. Therefore, the father's Kedushin is a good Kedushin, and we should not have to be Choshish for her Kedushin. According to Tosfos, the Rishash says, the Gemara's Kasha really is on Shmuel also, even though the Lashon of the Gemara was that we're asking the Kasha on Rav, that's because the Kasha on Rav is an even stronger Kasha, but the Kasha is on Shmuel as well. Why should he have to be Choshish for her Kedushin? Now, according to this Mahalach of the Ritva and Tosfos Rid, who learned al derech Rashi. They were talking about that within 6 months she got the simanim bagrus, and right now she does have din of bagaris. The question just is, should we assume that she got it already in the morning? The Gemara's kasha was that we should put it on her cheskas naira. According to the Ravon, the Tosfos reads it means b'teres vaday. We should only be chayish for the kedushin of the father and not her kedushin. If so, the kasha really is on Shmuel as well. But we have an important machaikas rishenim over here. This machaikas rishenim is negei la halacha. What happened to the mice in this case? Where teich shisha chadashim from Nairus, her father was makabal kedushin, and then she was makabal her own kedushin, and then she's found to have simani bagrus. What is the din? According to the sheet of Rashi, she'll need a get from both husbands. Will be chayish for both of their kedushins. According to the sheet of the Ritvan, their taste is rid. Only the first kedushin, the father's, that will be the one that's chal lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch brings this din in Eben Ezer Siman Lamed Zayin Sif Vov. He says, "Im b'teich shisha chadashim shal nairus kitcha avia shalei ledaita v'hi kitcha atzma shalei ledas avia v'nimtz lo simanim havi sofik v'tzricha get mishneim." And the B'yar Grove there, he's mitzayin this Rashi, the Rashi in Er Sugya. The guy means to say that the Mechaber is passing like the sheet of Rashi that it's a sofik, and not like the sheet of the Ritvan the Tosfos read that we're only chayish for the first kedushin, the kedushin of the fathers. Now we still have to understand what exactly is the yisaid of this machlekes. What is this toluyin? Now the Sefer Sharim Melech in Perek Gimel Hilchos Isha Halacha Yedalid, he has a great arichos on this machlekes. He brings it as a machlekes between the sheet of Rashi and the sheet of the Tosfos read. He says the yisaid of machlekes is a very fundamental shayla in dinei chazakos, and that is, we know that the basic chazaka, which is known as the chazaka de Meikara, if something was known to be a certain way, then we could assume that it stayed that way unless we know otherwise. The Gemara in Chul and Daf Yud learns this out from the parasha of Negoim, that when a kohen sees a nega, he could assume that it stayed the way it is, unless he sees otherwise. And from here we learn out that in all dinei Torah, we could rely on chazaka. If we know that if something was becheskas heter, we could assume that it remained becheskas heter. We don't have to be choshesh that it changed. Now Tosfos neither Daf Beis or Mabeis says a chiddush. The chazaka to make kara works not only in a case where we don't know that there was a change, we could assume that there was no change at all, and even in the case where we know that eventually there was a change, we could still use the chazaka to make kara to tell us that this change happened at the last possible moment. We don't have to be misnapic that maybe it happened beforehand. Tosfos there is discussing the machlokes between Shammai and Hillel in the beginning of Nida, where a woman checked herself to see if she was person Nida, and she was tar, and then at a later point she checked herself again, and she found that she's tamei, and the question is, does she have to be chayshish that she was person Nida ready beforehand, or can she assume that it happened right now? The sheet of Shammai over there is Dayo Shaitan. We don't have to be chayshish that it happened beforehand. And the sheet of Hillel over there is Mipkida Lupkida. We're chayshish that maybe the last time she checked and she found herself tar, immediately after that she already was person Nida. Therefore, anything she touched from the last time she checked herself when she found herself tar, and this time when she found herself tummy, will have to be chayshish that becomes tummy. Now the Gemara there explains what exactly is this machaikis between Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara explains that Shammai holds Hemed Isha al Cheskasa, V'Isha b'Cheskas Tayra imedes. She has a Cheskas Tayra, we know that beforehand she was Tar. Therefore, until this moment when she sees that she's Tamei, we could assume that she stayed Tar the whole time, that's her Cheskas Tayra. What does Hillel hold? The Gemara asks. The Gemara says, surely he's masking that B'derech Klal we say Hemed Dover al Cheskasa. However, in this case it's worse because there's the Reyes of Migufe. As the Gemara explains, Kivin de Migufa Kachazia Loyamiran Ukma Cheskas Tahira. Rashi over there explains that since the dam comes from her guf and she's olul, it's normal for her to have Bria's dam, therefore she does not have a cheskas taira. Now Tosfos over there explains that we see from that sugya that everyone is maskim. Both Shammai and Hillel agree to the concept of chazaka de meikara, and even in the case where we know that eventually there was a change, like even in that case where we know that eventually she saw dam, but if there would not have been that svara that she's olul, that it's normal for her to have Bria's dam, everyone would have been maskim that you go bust her chazaka de meikara and you say that she only became tomei at the last possible moment when we saw the dam. So Tosfos used this as a right to this yisoid, that the din of chazaka to make kara is, even in a case where we know that eventually there was a shinui. Tosfos there later on in the same omer, in Dibur Maskel Hosom, he asks Akasha, that if the whole makar to chazaka is from the parasha of Negoim, that case is talking about where we don't know there was a shinui. How do you know, how do you have a makar to say that even if there is a shinui, we could still use chazaka to make kara to say that the shinui happened at the last possible moment. Rakubam, this is the yisoid of Tosfos in the beginning of Nida. The chazaka to make kara helps, even if we know that there was a shinui, we say that the shinui happened at the last possible moment. The Sharan Merach and the Machaner finally explain that the sheet of the Ritva and the Tosfos read in Er Sugya fits very well with the sheet of Tosfos in the beginning of Nida. That the Rishonim over here in Er Sugya hold that we go b'asar chazaka to make kara, the cheskas nairus, and even though eventually we see that she became a begeres, that doesn't totally ruin the cheskas nairus. We still use the cheskas nairus to tell us that she only became a begeres at the last moment, at the moment that we saw the simoni bagrus. And the Tosafot read over here when he explains like this that Toich Shisha Chadashim will use the Cheskas Nair and say that she only got the Simanim now. He says he compares this to a case of a woman who never saw Dam Nida in her life. His lashon is Havidayim leBesula Shlei Roa Sadam Miyomeha. Shekashi Roya Achshav Amrinan Daya Shaita V'Loy Misafkin Al Mafreya Mishum Toma. He says here even the Shita of Hillel is Maskim that a woman of Besula who never saw Dam previously, so she was not expected to see Dam. On her, even Hillel's maskim, the Daya Shaita, we don't have to be choshed that she saw the Dam previously. We can use the Chazaka to make Kara and say that the Dam just appeared right now. And the Rosh Hashanah Sugya, he didn't quote these Rishonim, but he said on his own also that the Pashas would be that Yegobas with the Cheskas Naira. Therefore, when the Gemara asks, Bahani Marav Rebbe Geris Lefaninu, he says the Pashas would be that the Gemara is asking that we should go Bas with the Cheskas Naira and not be choshed for both Kedushins, rather only for the Kedushin of the father. Therefore, the Rosh Hashanah says that the Cher Lekashu will be on Shmuel as well, as we spoke about earlier. And the Shashas Mitzayin, the Din and Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei Simin Pei Aleph Siv Beis, that's a classic example of such a similar situation where there's a Chazaka to Meikar, which we know eventually was Nishtane. This is a case which many Rishonim discuss. It's talking about a cow which gave milk, and the milk was used to make cheese over a period of time. Eventually the cow was shechted and found to be a treifa, and the Rishonim discuss what is the din with the cheese that was made from this cow. And the Rishonim say this is a case where we have a Chazaka to Meikar. We know that originally this cow was not a treifa. Eventually it did become a treifa, and the shaila is, can you use the chazaka to make kara to be machshir these gvinois by saying that it only got the treifas at the last possible moment? The Rishonim say that obviously depends what type of treifas it is. There are certain types of wounds which we could tell that it didn't just happen right now. For example, a sircha, a scratch on the lung. The Rishonim say there, we know for sure that it didn't just happen. But the shaila is, can you use the chazaka to make kara to tell us that the treifas happened at the latest possible moment? This way we'll be able to be machshir all the gevina which was made until that moment. Almaisa, the Ramah paskens this din, he says, we do rely on chazaka to make kara to be machshir the gevinois. And this is what the Rosh Hash quotes. He says, according to this Ramah, the din should be here as well. We should only be choshir for the kedushin of the father. We should be able to use the chazaka to make kara, even though in the end it was Israel. We know that it did change, but we should say that it only changed at the last moment. Therefore, the father's kedushin should be good, and her own kedushin should not. Ragapam, the Shem Melch, says that we would see that this machlokes Rashi and the Tosafot is written in the Sugya. Would we tell in this shaila, can we use the chazaka to make kara even in a case where we know that eventually there was a shinoi? The Tosafot holds that we could use the chazaka to make kara on this isha. She had a cheskas naira, and even though eventually she got some money bargos, and we know that now she definitely is a bageres, we could still use her cheskas naira to tell us that it happened at the last moment, and at the time that the father was mekabel the kedushin, at that moment she still was a naira. Rashi, on the other hand, lecher is mavur, not like this. Rashi explained the kash of the gemara was v'dil mahashtahu de bagra. The Gemara was not asking that the Cheskas Naira should tell us that it definitely only happened later and the father's Kedushin should be good and that we should not have to be Choshev for our own Kedushin. Rather, we should have to be Choshev for both Kedushins, as we saw. Lecher Rashi holds that we would not go bust with the Cheskas Naira since we know for sure that this Chazak was Nishtane. We know that right now she did get some money bagros. Therefore, we would treat it as a Safik and we have to be Choshev for both Kedushins. HaKopan, we're going to take a look in the Shaar Melech over there. He has an Arichas on this Inyan and the Machnafayim as well in Hilchas Ishus, Simon Gimel. He discusses the Lecher from Rashi and Asig is Zerayin, not like the Shita of Taisus in the beginning of Nida. We'll just mention another important point which the Machna Ephraim and the Shaar Melech both discuss according to the Shita of Rashi. Rashi also do not go Boster Chazaka to make Kar when we see a Shini later on. They both say, what about the case of Mikvah Shinim that Venim Tzachoser? The Gemara over here says the reason why the Din is called Tahari Shinasu Agab of the Mafreya, that they are Tomei, the Gemara is before because there's a Taji L'Reyesa. The Gemara in the beginning of Nida as well says this is the Pshat in the case of Mikvah Shinim that Venim Tzachoser. That's because it's a Tati L'Reisa. The Shaila is that the Chayr, according to the Shita of Rashi, that you don't go Basar Chazaka to make Kar when we see a Shinig later on, so why do you have to come on to this far of Tati L'Reisa, that Harei Chosu L'Fanecha, and also Hemet Tami Yachas Kosoy, why don't you just simply say that because the Chazaka to make Kar doesn't help us, because we see that it was Nishtane. So the Shaar Melech says the answer to this is really Pasha, that even according to Rashi, that you don't go Basar Chazaka to make Kar, that wouldn't say that the Mikvah is definitely Chosar. We wouldn't say that everything that was titled in this mikvah is Tomek B'Torah's Vadai, rather would have a din of a Safik. And if it would depend whether this Safik was in the Shusha Yochir or in the Shusha Rabim, if now the Mishnah says that everything is Tomek B'Torah's Vadai, then you have to come on to the Tachi L'Reisa, Harei Chosu L'Fanecha, and also Hemi Tomek Al-Ches Kosei. I've just mentioned that the Machna Frank gives a teretz to the Kasha of Taisus in the beginning of Nida. Taisus brought a riot from there, from now Chil has to come on to a Svara, that she's old, that she's destined to see Dam. That's why we don't go Basar Chazaka to Meikara. Taisus proof from that otherwise we would have gone Basar Chazaka to Meikara, even though we know that eventually she did see Dam. So the Machna Ephraim answers for the Shita of Rashi. that over there is a different svara. He bases this on the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud, which has a similar svara, and that is that even though her chazaka was Isra, we know that eventually she did become Tomei. However, the chazak on the tires which she touched, they were not Isra. In other words, the need in the beginning of Nida is, what is the din with all the tires which she touched? Do we have to be Matam them Lomafreya? And the Machna Ephraim explains that on those tires there is no Isra. We don't know for sure that they were ever changed. Therefore, as far as those tires are concerned, we have a chazaka de Meikara which was not known to have been changed. And therefore, we would be able to rely on that chazaka de Meikara. For that reason, the Gemara cannot say simply that the Svar of Hillel is that there's no chazaka de Meikara. The Gemara has to be mechadash a new Svar of Bedas Hillel. And one Lamaisa has to understand what is that Svara. The Gemara just says that since her chazaka is olul, it's destined to be changed. It's not a good chazaka. Hasn't answered the question if there still is a chazaka de Meikara on the Tyrus. But upon him, we understand at least where the Gemara has to come up with a new Svara. According to the Shita of Rashi, it's not enough simply to say that the Chazaka de Meikara is bottled, because we know that there was a Shinoi, as the Machan Ephraim answers, because the Chazaka de Meikara on the Tyrus was not known to have been changed. Rakapam, this is the Machlaikis Rishenim, a fundamental Machlaikis between the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Taisus written in the Ritva, which, as we said, this is also the Shita of Taisus in the beginning of Nida. We'll take a look further in the Sharm Melech and Paragimel Hilchasishas, Alacha Yudalid, as well as in the Machan Ephraim, Hilchasishas, Sim and Gimel, the Marich on this Machlaikis Rishenim. Now continue on in the Gemara. After the Gemara says the case cannot be talking about that it was within 6 months of Nairus, as we said, the Gemara says it can't be talking about after 6 months either, because Shmuel says Ein bein Nairus l'Bagrus ela shisha chadashim b'alvad. There's never more than 6 months between Nairus and Bagrus. The Gemara concludes Leitzricha de Kaddish behu yoma demashtam shisha. The case is talking about this is the last day. This is the day when she completes 6 months, and this day is normal for her to become a begeres. And when we check her at the end of the day, that's actually what we see, that she did become a begeres. The question just is, what time of day did this happen? Was it before the Kedushin of the father or after the Kedushin of the father? Now, just to explain, what exactly is the Ikar Teretz of the Gemara? What are we accomplishing by saying that it's the day that the 6 months are ending? So this will be dependent on the different Rishonim, how they learned the Gemara previously, the Gemara that said that it can't be talking about within 6 months. If you all like the Ritva and the Taisus Rid, the Gemara says it can't be within 6 months because then you would go Basar Cheskas Nairus, and even though we know that there was a Shinui, we see the Simani Bagrus, still, then, as you go boss on Chazaka to Meikar, even if you know that there's a Shinui, the Chazaka tells us that the Shinui happened at the last possible moment. According to those Rishonim, the Ikar Teretz of the Gemara would be that on the day that the 6 months are completed, she loses her Cheskas Nairus regardless of seeing the Simani Bagras. And when you have a Chazaka to Meikar, then seeing a Shinui does not take away the Chazaka entirely. We still use the Chazaka to tell us that it happened at the last moment. But in this case, the day that the 6 months end, even without seeing the Simani Bagras, she loses her Cheskas Nairus. Because today is the day that it's natural for her to become a begeres, therefore we don't go basar chazaka to meikara in this case. Now this is according to the sheet of the Ritva and the Taisus Rid. According to the sheet of Rashi, which we explained, Rashi holds even if we find the simanim before 6 months, still the din would be that you don't go basar the cheskas nairus, because once we see a shinui, then we no longer go basar the chazaka to meikara. However, in that case, as Rashi explains, it would be a suffix. That was the most kasha and Rav. How could Rav say harei begeres lefanenu? According to Rashi, the Ikar Teretz of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that it's Yomer de Mishlam Shisha, the Gemara means to say that here already we can understand the Shita of Rav, that we say Harei Begeres Lefaneinu, and since we see her as a Begeres now, that tells us that previously she was a Begeres as well. And the difference is because in the case it was before 6 months, so she had a Cheskas Nairus, and even though now when we see this Simani Bagrus, so she loses her Cheskas Nairus, but still we wouldn't go to the other extreme and say Harei Begeres Lefaneinu, that since now she's a Begeres, and already in the morning also she was a Begeres, since in the beginning she did start off with a Cheskas Nairus. However, in the case where it's Yomer D'Mishlam Shis, so she loses her Cheskas Nairus even before she sees the Simani Bagrus, since she's expected to become a Begeres today, then already we can understand the Shita of Rav, Harei Begeres Lefaneinu, we could assume that she was already a Begeres from the morning. If you all like the Shita of Taisus, this is a third Mahalach, the Taisus is trying to explain the Kasha of the Gemara, that if the father's Kedushin was within 6 months, and Akarcha it is a good Kedushin, because it's not Shaykh to become a Begeres within 6 months. According to Taisus, the Gemara's Teretz is very simple. The point just is to say that Akarchach, the Kedushin, was not before 6 months, because then she definitely is a Naira. And it's not after 6 months either, because then she's definitely a Begeres. The Machlokes is only Shaykh in the case where the Kedushin was on this day that the 6 months finish. By the end of the day, either way, the dinner she's going to be considered a Begeres, even if she does not get Simanim. If sometime during the day she gets Simanim, then from that moment we're going to consider her a Begeres. And that's the case where Rav Shmuel argued, the case where she had a Kedushin from the father, and then in her own Kedushin, then we find that she has Simanim. The question is, when did these Simanim come? This is the case where Rav and Shmuel argued. Now, what exactly is the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? The Gemara does not explain the Yesod of Machlokes. The Gemara just asks a few kashas on Shmuel, and the Gemara differentiates between our case and the case of Mikvah Shenimda Vinim Tzachoser. Over there you have Tati L'Reisa, in our case you don't have Tati L'Reisa. What exactly is the Yisera Machaikas between Rav and Shmuel? This the Gemara does not explain. So number of Rechonim, Rabbi Kveger, and the Shev Shmaitza, they explain the Yisera Machaikas is in a case where you do not have a Chazakat Meikara. This case, Yema de Mishlam Shisha, Rashi explains that there is no Chazakat Meikara in Dibur Maskel Hocha. Rashi says, Yema de Mishlam Shis, Lav Cheskas Bagrus, Velav Cheskas Nairus Isbel, Shahayim Yasui Lishdanis. This is a day where there is no Chazak in either direction, and here the Machaikas between Rav and Shmuel is, in a case where you don't have a Chazakah to Meikara, do you go buster the Chazakah the Hashta? Meaning, do you say that since the situation, the way we see it now, is that she has some money baggers, so could we go backwards and say that from the morning also she already was a Begaris? This is the opposite of a Chazakah to Meikara. Chazakah to Meikara says that if we know the situation was a certain way, we assume that it didn't change. Here we want to say the opposite. Right now we know that she has some money baggers, and we want to say that we should assume that she had those simanim all along, going back until the point that we should know that she did not have those simanim. So this is the opposite of a Chazakah d'meikara. Now we should stress just again that everyone's maskim that when there is a Chazakah d'meikara, then we do not go bust the Chazakah d'hashta. Even though we did mention the Machlekes Rishenim, Rav Rishenim, Tais in the beginning of Nida, the Ritvan, the Tais written Esrig, they held that if there's a Chazakah d'meikara, even if we know that there was Nishtane, still we go bust the Chazakah d'meikara and not the Chazakah d'hashta. Even the Shita of Rashi that was not maskim to this, that we know that something was Nishtane, we don't go bust the Chazakah d'meikara. But the din also is that we definitely don't go bust the Chazakah d'hashta. We don't say that since we see a change, well, so that this change did not just happen now, rather it was like this previously. We definitely do not say this. We don't go bust our Chazakah d'hashta against the Chazakah d'meikara, which was previously. It's only in this case, where even before we see the change, she already loses the Chazakah d'meikara. As Rashi says, since it's the day that it's Asui l'shtanis, so she's not b'cheskas bagrus and not b'cheskas nairus, this is where the machoikas between Rav and Shmuel is, do you go bust our Chazakah d'hashta and say, and the way we see it now was also the way it was previously. This is how Reb Kveger explains the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Reb Kveger is in the Truvus in Madura Kama Simen Zayin, and the Shev Shmaitza as well in Shmaitza Gimel Perek Tes Zayin. They explain that Shmuel does not hold bechlal of the concept of Chazakah d'hashta, even in this case where there is no Chazakah d'meikara. Still, Shmuel says we don't go use a Chazakah d'hashta to go backwards and say that the way it was now was the way that it was all along. Therefore, since we don't have a Chazakah d'meikara which tells us that she was a naira, and we don't have a Chazakah d'hashta that tells us she was a begeres, we're left with an even suffik. Nefesh Shmuel holds we have to be choshesh for both kedushins. Rav, on the other hand, holds that since in this case we don't have a Chazakah d'meikara, we can go bust the Chazakah d'hashta to tell us that she was a begeres all along. Therefore, Rav holds we're only choshesh for her own kedushin, not for the kedushin of the fathers. Now, I've just mentioned that even though we explain from the Achreinim, Reb Kveger, and the Shev Shmaitza, the Yisera Machaikis between Rav and Shmuel is, do we go bust the Chazakah d'hashta when there's no Chazakah d'meikara? The Shmaitza points out that it would seem that Tosfos holds a little bit different than Rashi. And Tosfos understands that even according to Rav, we don't always go baster Chazakah d'hashta, even in the case when there is no Chazakah d'meikara. Rather, it's only here where there's also a Rav. There's a Tosfos over here on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis and Dibur Maschal Miikol Lameimar. Tosfos is going on the Gemara which wanted to bring a Machlekes Tanaim, and the Gemara wanted to say that the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is telling the Machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson. They argue in a case where a person gave away all his Nechosim b'matano. I'm not sure at the time who gave away his Nechosim, was he a Shchiv Meir or was he a Bari? And the sheet of Reb Nosson over there is that if right now he's a Bari, then he has to bring a Ra that he was a Shchiv Mera, and therefore the Matana will not be valid. If right now he's a Shchiv Mera, then the Mekabli Matana have to bring a Raya that he was really a Bari. Only if they do bring a Raya, then they'll get the Nechasim. And the Gemara wanted to say that Rav would hold, like the sheet of Reb Nosson, Rav who holds we go Buster Chazakah d'Hashta, that's the same as the sheet of Reb Nosson over there. And that Rav answered, and not the Amri Yefilik Reb Yaakov, Akali Kom Reb Yaakov Hossam Dikal Meimer Hemim Momen Al Cheskosei. Over there there's a Cheskas Momen. Aval Hocha Minei Mehem Aguf Al Cheskosei. Here there's no Cheskas Aguf. Now Tais of there explains, what does it mean here there's no Cheskas Aguf? Because since it's Yema de Mishlam Shis, so there is no Cheskas Nairis. However, the Ri over there adds a few words, and he says, the Regilas Hein Lovig Babaiker, the Ein Shaykh Chazakah de Nairis. The Ri feels necessary to add that it's more Rogil, it's more common for the Simanim to come in the morning, for that reason there's no Cheskas Nairis, and that's why Rav holds to go bust to the Chazakah de Hashta. And the Shev Shmaitza wants to say that it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Sugya. He says Rashi doesn't mention anything about a Rav. Rashi just says that since there's no Chazakah d'meikara by Yom de Mishlashis, there's no Cheskas Nairis and no Cheskas Bagrus, therefore Rav holds you go bust the Chazakah d'Hashta, and we say that she was a Begeris all along. The Ri on the other hand seems to hold that only together with the fact that there's a Rav over here, that it's more Ruggle for the Simanim to come in the morning, that's why Rav holds you go bust the Chazakah d'Hashta, it's the two together, the Chazakah d'Hashta together with the Rav, that's what makes us assume that the Simanim came in the morning. So this is how the Shmaitz holds the Maisa, that this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to understand the Shita of Rav. The Chazanish, however, he argues on this. This is in Evan Ezra Simen Pei, Sifkot and Yurches. He says that even the Ri is maskim, that the Shita of Rav is, you go basar chazaka to hashtu, and there is no chazaka to meikara. Now which the Ri has to say that there's a rave, that it's more ragu for someone to come in the morning, the pshat is because the Ri holds, even though it's yom the mishlam shis, at the end of the day she will have gotten a din of a begeris, that's not a reason why there's no chazaka to meikara here at all. Since the siman can come any time during the day, so we'd still say a chazaka de meikara, since before the day started she didn't have simanim, so until we know that she did get the simanim, she'll remain the same, she'll go back to the chazaka de meikara, and we'll see that she has not yet gotten the simanim. For that reason, Taisa has to say this svara, that it's normal for the simanim to come at the beginning of the day. The Chaznish explains, the pshat is, because of this rave, that it's normal to come in the beginning, that's the reason why already in the beginning of the day there no longer is a chazaka de meikara. There's no cheskas nairus anymore. Now, once the Cheskas Nairus is totally removed, now already the Shita of Rav is, you could go Basar Chazaka to Hashta. So again, now which Taisa says that there's a rave over here, it's not the Pshat like the Shev Shmaitza that you need two factors together, a rave together with Chazaka to Hashta. Rather, it's the Chazaka to Hashta alone, which paskens the din. Just it has to be that there no longer is any Chazaka to Merkara Bechlal, that the Ri holds, it's only because of this rave, that's the reason why already in the beginning of the day there is no Chazaka to Merkara, and that's what we could pasken based on the Chazaka to Hashta. Now, just mentioned that even though we said, according to the Shita of Shmuel, he doesn't hold Bechlal of Chazaka de Hashta. There is an interesting Chuvah of Kveger. This is a Chuvah which is printed in the end of the first Chelik of Josh Vechidush. He's talking about a case over there. There's a Yivama who fell to Yivam to a few brothers, and one of them we know is a Sris. Then is that if someone is a Sris, he cannot do the mitzvah of Yivam. However, the Gemara is before that there's a difference between a Sris Chama and a Sris Adam. A Sris Chama is a person who is born as a Sris. Then is that such a person has no mitzvah of Yivam Bechlal. He doesn't have Yivam or Chalitza. Even if he does chalitza to the Yivama, it's meaningless. Therefore, if the brother who died had a few brothers who were alive, so one of them has to do either Yivam or chalitza. If one of the brothers was a Sris Chama and he did chalitza, it doesn't take off the Zika, and one of the other brothers still has to do either Yivam or chalitza. If on the other hand he's a Sris Adam, meaning he wasn't born as a Sris, something happened to him later on which made him into a Sris, so then even though a Sris Adam cannot do Yivam because he cannot have children, but still his chalitza is considered to be chalitza, therefore, even if there were a few brothers and one of them, this Sris Adam, went ahead and did Chalitza, that will pater the Zika totally. She will not need any more Yibam or Chalitza from the other brothers. And the question was, in a case where it's a Safik, right now we know that he's a Sris. However, we don't know, was he a Sris all along from the moment he was born, or was it something happened later on in his life? And the Kveger says, in this case where it's a Safik, we could go Basar Chazaka de Hashta. In this case, there is no Chazaka de Meikara because we don't know that he ever was not a Sris. And the Kveger says, we could go Basar Chazaka de Hashta to say that the same way he's a Sris now, he was a Sris all along. However, Kveger goes further and he says that it could be even according to Shmuel, here in this case he would be masking that you go Basar Chazaka de Hashta. And Kveger explains that when does Shmuel not agree to Chazaka de Hashta, that's in a case where we cannot say that the way we see it now was always this way indefinitely. Like in our case, in our Sigur, we know that she was once a Naira, so even though she lost her Cheskas Nairis on the day that the 6 months are finished, still Shmuel holds we don't go Basar Chazaka de Hashta to say that from the morning ready she was a Begeris. That's because in this case, the Chazaka de Hashta cannot tell us that she was a Begeris all along indefinitely. There definitely was a point that she was a Naira. Here Shmuel does not hold of a Chazaka de Hashta. However, in this case, the suffix Sris, we're not sure whether he always was a Sris. Here the Chazaka de Hashta could go back indefinitely and say that from the moment he was born he was already a Sris. Rabbi Kveger says it could be in this case Shmuel will be masking to the Chazaka de Hashta. That's a side point, but I'll compare him to get back to our sugya. The Gemara now continues and asks Akasha on Shmuel from the mission of Mikvah Shenimdad V'nimtza Choser. Then over there is that called Tyre Shinasu Agab of the Mafreya, Beim Meshus Yochid, Beim Meshus Rabim Tmeyois. In other words, we're not considering it even a Safik, we're saying that the mikvah is Vadei Choser. Therefore, even if the Safik occurred in Meshus Rabim, with the Klaus Safik Tome Meshus Rabim is Svekei Tar, still didn't adhere its Tomei because we passed on the mikvah that it was Choser, because we see Choser Lefaneinu. This is the Gemara's right to the sheet of Rav, that we go Wasser Chazaka de Hashta, and Sakasha on Shmuel. Now, Toys over here in Dibur Maschul Shmuel, he asks Sakasha, why is this kasha of the Gemara only difficult to coin to the Shita of Shmuel? It should be a kasha even in the Shita of Rav. Rav is also masking that Chazaka de Meikara is stronger than a Chazaka de Hashta. It's only in this case, as we explained, Yemid de Mishtam Shis, there's no Cheskas Bargos and no Cheskas Nairus. That's what Rav holds, you go Basar Chazaka de Hashta. However, in the case of the Mikvah, there is a Chazaka de Meikara. We know that at one point the Mikvah was kasher, it did have a shear. Later on, we measure it again and we find that it's Chaser. So here, Lecher, we should go Basar the Chazaka de Meikara and not the Chazaka de Hashta. Again, if you hold like Rav Yishanim, you'll go Basar Chazaka de Meikara, even if we know that it was Nishtane. If you hold like the Shita of Rashi we mentioned previously, even though you don't go Basar Chazaka de Meikara when you know something was Nishtane, but at least there would be a Suffolk over here in this case, but you definitely would not go Basar Chazaka de Hashta and say that it was Chaser all along. So again, the Kasha is, why is this Gemara only asking on the Shita of Shmuel? It should be a Kasha on the Shita of Rav also, because here there is a Chazaka de Meikara on the Mikvah. So Tosafot Maaseh answers, he says, Einech Hanami, the Gemara could have asked the Kasha on the Shita of Rav. The Gemara just asked on Shmuel because it's more of a Mefurish Stira. Einech Hanami, the Kasha is difficult even according to the Shita of Rav. Now, we just mentioned Derech Agav, the way that Tosafot asks his Kasha, he says that even Rav is Moedah that when there's a Chazaka to Meikara, you go Basar the Chazaka to Meikara. The Lashon of Tosafot is, Aval Yavi Chazaka de Nairis Moedah Rav Dokmaches Kasa. From this Lashon of Tosafot, the Sharam Melech proves how Tosafot holds the Gabi the Machaikis Rishenim we discussed earlier. Machaikis between Rashi, Kenegad, the Taisis in Nida, and the Ritvan, the Taisis read in Ersigya, whether when you have a Chazakah de Meikara, which you know that it was eventually Nishtane, do you still go Basar the Chazakah de Meikara? Rashi in the Ersigya is moved that you don't go Basar the Chazakah, and Rashi says it would be a Safik. Other Rishonim say that if you have a Chazakah de Meikara, even if you know that it's Nishtane, you still go Basar the Chazakah. The Lashon of Taisis is mashed like the other Rishonim, not like the Sheet of Rashi. Because Taisis says that if it would not be Yen with the Mishlam Shis, then Rav would be masking that you go Basar the Chazakah de Meikara. Meaning the din would be that your cheshish only for the kedushin of the father, not for her own kedushin. This is like the other rishonim, not like the shita of Rashi. Now, as far as the ikar taisvis, that which you asked the kasha, the gemara should have asked on Rav, not only on Shmuel. And taisvis has to be madchik. Einech Hanami, the gemara could have really asked on Rav. So in the Tshuvas Reb Kveger, which we mentioned previously, the one in Madura Kama Simen Zayin, where he explains the machikas Rav is Shmuel, that when there's no chazakah to meikar, Rav holds, then you can go baser chazakah to hashda. And Shmuel holds, even when there's no chazakah to meikar, you don't go baser chazakah to hashda. So Reb Kveger wants to answer Taisus and he explains that the Gemara understood all along that there is a svar of Tarti L'Reisa. The Gemara knew that there is a svar to say Hemet Tomei Achaskasai, the person who had been Tomei and was then Toivel in this mikvah, or Kelim which had been Tomei and was then Toivel in this mikvah. We know that there is a svar to say Hemet Tomei Achaskasai. However, the Gemara held that Bishnah, if you hold like the Shita of Rav, that there is a concept of Chazaka de Hashta, so even though Chazaka de Meikar is stronger than Chazaka de Hashta, but since there is such a concept, there is a svar to say that the way we see something now, we could assume that it was like that all along. So here in this case, we'll put the two together, the chazakah d'hashta of the mikvah, together with the cheskas tumah of the person or kelim, and these two chazakas together will be stronger than the chazakah d'meikara, and we'll pass in kol tarish shenasu agabah of our tmeyos. However, if you hold like the sheet of Shmuel, Shmuel does not go basar chazakah d'hashta, even in the case when there is no chazakah d'meikara, like in our case, in with the mishnah shis, there's no chazakah d'meikara, still Shmuel says you don't go basar chazakah d'hashta. Then the Gemara held Misvar, you can't put the two together. We're not going to say that the Chazakah d'Hashta together with the Chazakah of Hemet Tomei Cheskasai will be stronger than the Chazakah d'Meikara, because we don't find according to Shmuel that Chazakah d'Hashta does anything. As we see, even when there's no Chazakah d'Meikara, Chazakah d'Hashta does not work. This is how Reb Kveger wants to suggest to answer the Kasha of Tosfos. This is why the Gemara only asked the Kasha on the Shita of Shmuel, not on the Shita of Rav. Now according to this, we have to explain that Lamaisa the Gemara and the Teres did say this Svara, that even according to Shmuel that you don't go Basar Chazakah d'Hashta, even when there is no Chazakah d'Meikara. That does not mean to say that Chazakah d'Hashta is meaningless. When it has something to join with, when it has a Chazakah of Hemet Tomei Cheskasai, and we do call this a Tarti L'Reisa, we could join the Chazakah d'Hashta together with the Chazakah of Hemet Tomei Cheskasai, and that will be stronger than the Chazakah d'Meikara. Now go back now and we'll explain that which we mentioned in the beginning of the Shi'ur, that the Homachaikis between Rav and Shmuel is in a case where it was Kitcha Via Baderech, V'Kitcha Atzma Be'ir. As we saw, the top Taisa asks, why do we have to talk about a case where there were two Kedushins? Why don't we just talk about a case where the father was Mekadosh's daughter? And we're not sure if she was a Begeris at the time or not. And Taisa explains because in that case, Shmuel would be Meide that we would not consider her Mekudeshes because we would say, Hemad Isha Becheskas Pnuya. We know that previously she was Becheskas Pnuya, she was not a married woman. Now we have a suffix whether the Kedushin of the father worked or not. So we'll take the Cheskas Pnuya together with the Chazakah d'Hashta, that which we see her Begeris Lefaneinu, and even Shmuel would be masking that we're not Cheshish for this Kedushin. Taisa Rosh has the same thing and he makes it even more clear. He says this would mamish be the same case as mikvah shenim na v'nim tzachaser. Just like over there, the Gemara says that Shmuel is meida because there's tarti l'reisa, there's a chazak of hemet tamei cheskasai, together with the chazak of the hashta that the mikvah is chaser lefaneinu, by tarti l'reisa, Shmuel is masking that we can be metame l'mafeya. So to here as well, this is what Taisus means, that if there was only one kedushin, only your father was mekadosher, then we take the cheskas pnuya together with the chazak of the hashta, Shmuel will be masking, this is a tarti l'reisa, and we now have to be chesed for the kedushin of the father. Only in this case, when one of shachti had a kedushin, either her Kedushin or the father's Kedushin, one of them definitely did work, so she definitely loses her Cheskas Pnuya. This is where the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel are. And as we explained earlier, it has to be that we know for sure that the father's Kedushin took place before the her Kedushin. If her Kedushin took place before the father's Kedushin, then still she has a Cheskas Pnuya. It's possible that she's not married even now. Maybe her Kedushin was before she was a Begeris, and her father's Kedushin was after she's a Begeris. So here again, everyone would be masking that we take the Cheskas Pnuya together with the Chazakah d'Hashta, you not be Cheshish for the Kedushin of the father. One still does have to know what would be in this case. Would you be Cheshish for her own Kedushin? Because as far as her own Kedushin is concerned, you don't have a Tziruf of the Cheskas Pnuya together with the Chazakah d'Hashta. But at least as far as the father's Kedushin, everyone will be masking that you don't have to be Cheshish for that, because there's a tati l'reisa. I've just mentioned Bekitzer that there's a kasha to Pnei Yeshua, and that's a specific discuss on this Taisvis. Now which Taisvis says that if only the father was Mekadosher, then Shmuel would be maskim, that we don't have to be chayshish for the Kedushin because there's a tati l'reisa. If only in this case of the Gemara, where she was Mekadosher herself afterwards, so Memon of Shach, she loses her Cheskas Pnuya, this is where there's a Mechaikas Rav and Shmuel if you go Basar the Chazaka the Hashta. And the kasha the Achayim ask is, just because there were two Kedushins over here, the father was Mekadosher and she was also Mekadosher herself, still, why don't we don each Kedushin separately? We should first discuss about the Kedushin that the father did in the morning, is that Kedushin Chal or not, and that we have a type to the Reisa. At the time the father's Kedushin was done, she still had a Cheskas Pnuya at that time, because she hadn't yet been Mekadosher herself. It's not like when Manavshach we know that she was married. So we should still use the Cheskas Pnuya together with the Chazaka the Hashta, and we should paskin that since it's a Tartil Reisa, we should not be Cheshir for the Kedushin of the fathers. Who said that we should look at both Kedushins together, and only done what is her status after both the Kedushins are done? Maybe we should look at each one separately. This is the Kashal Dachoinim ask on the Shita of Taisvis. We can take a look in the Pnei Yeshua and ask Mesesa if they have to root him on this Kasha. I'll mention another important Nidin that the Rishonim have over here. However, first we'll be makdim that the Ritva has a different pshat in this Mishnah in Mikvois, the Mishnah that says, "Kol Tyrus Shinasu Agabov Lumafreya, Bein Mishas Yachid, Bein Mishas Rabim Tmeyois." So what does it mean, "Kol Tyrus Shinasu Agabov"? So Rashi explains, it means, Kedem that one was Teufel in this Mikvah. The Ritva, however, has a different pshat. He says, "Kol Tyrus Shinasu Agabov" means that a person was Teufel in the Mikvah, and any Tyrus which he touched afterwards, whether he touched them in Mishas Yachid, whether he touched them in Mishas Rabim, they're Tmeyois because his Tfilah is not a good Tfilah. And based on this, Ritva asks a kasha, and that is, the Gemara discusses two factors over here. One factor is, what is the status of the mikvah? And that the Gemara says, even though there's a chazaka de meikara, on the other hand, there's a chosr lefenecha, which is a chazaka de hashta. The Gemara also mentions the second factor, hemet tamei cheskasai, that which you were tovel in this mikvah, whether it's a person or a kli, they had a cheskas tuma, and therefore the Gemara says, you have a tarati l'reyusa. The Ritva asks, based on the way that he's learning, that kol tarash shenasu agabav are referring to items that the person who was tovel in the mikvah, that he touched afterwards. Why don't we make any mention that those items, let's assume that it's a food, that oichel itself has a cheskas taira. So how can the Gemara say that there's a tarti l'reyesa? There's a reyesa on the mikvah, and there's also a cheskas tuma on the person. L'chara connected that we have a tarti l'tevusa, why not we have a chazaka de mekara on the mikvah, and we also have a cheskas taira on the oichel, which the person touched. Why does the Gemara mention the factor that the oichel itself has a cheskas taira? This is the kasha that the Tva asks on the sugya. And the Tva answers, this is an important yisoid. He says, since the person definitely did touch the oichel, so there's no suffix on the Eichel. The Eichel definitely has the din which the person has. The suffix is on the person. In other words, if there would have been a suffix whether he touched or not, then we could use the Cheskas Tyre of the Eichel. In this case, we definitely did touch the Eichel. Our only challenge is if the person was Tamei or not, so therefore we cannot use the Cheskas Tyre of the Eichel. The Ritva says the same Yisrael in Irvin, Daflam and Vavam and Aleph. Over there, explains a little bit more. He says we only use the Chazaka if the Chazaka is speaking about the Sherish HaSuffix. Therefore, if there's a suffix about the person, whether he's Tamei or Tar, we can take into account his cheskas tumah. However, the oichel over here, which is not the sherish asafik, the person definitely touched the oichel. The sherish child is about the person, so therefore we cannot use the chazaka on the oichel. The Tov over here brings the sugi in the beginning of Nida, which is before like this as well. There also the Gemara discusses the sheet of Hillel and Shammai, and the chazaka is over there. And there's no mention about the chazaka of the oichel which she touched. And the pshat is there also, the sherish child is in her, the Nida, when she was person Nida. She definitely touched the tyrus. The question just is if she was tummy at the time or not. Therefore, we cannot use the Cheskas Taira on the Eichel. I just mentioned that this Svar of the Ritva seems to be a stira to something we mentioned earlier in the Shir. Machna Fein wanted to answer that Gemara Nida for the Shita of Rashi, who holds that once a Chazaka was Nishtana, we no longer go by the Chazaka de Meikara. And Machna Fein said in that case, the Tyrus still have a Chazaka, that was not Isra. This would seem to be a stir to this Ritva. Akapana will put that aside. We'll get back to the Ritva over here in the Ar Sugya, and there seems to be an obvious Kasha on this Ritva. In that case of Mikvah Shinimdad Venimtsa Chosr, the Sherish HaShayla is about the mikvah, not about the person who was tevil in the mikvah. We definitely know that he did a good tefillah. It's not as if there's a suffix about his tefillah. For example, if we have a question whether he had a chatzitza or not, over there we can understand that the Sherish HaShayla is in him, not in the mikvah. However, in this case, he definitely did a good ma'isa tefillah. The question just is whether the mikvah was kosher or not. If so, how can we take into account the cheskas tumah of the person? As the Gemara says, hemet tamei al cheskasai, and for that reason we have a tartu l'reisa. The Chayla should not be able to use any chazakos for him, since he's not the Sherish HaShayla. The same way the Ritva says we cannot use the chazakos of the tyrus which he touched afterwards, since that's not the sherish hashayla, the chayush should not be able to use his chazakos either for the same reason. So the truth is that the Taisa of the Russian needed that Bezum and Bez actually learned that this is the Gemara's kash over here. When the Gemara brought the case of Mikvah Shinimda Venimtsa Choser, Gemara asked this as a kash on the sheet of Shmuel, Chayiv, we see from here, you go b'asar chazaka the hashda, and on that the Gemara answered, Shani hasam dikal meimer hemet tamei acheskasai. At this point, the Gemara meant that the cheskas tum of the person alone, that's what we're basing our psak on. Only later on, the Gemara says that it's a tatil rei, so that it's the two together, the cheskas tum on the person together with the chazaka the hashda. But originally, the Gemara thought that it's the cheskas tum alone. And that the Gemara asked, the kasha adarabah hemet mikval acheskasai. Why are you saying hemet tamei acheskasai? We should say the other way around, hemet mikval acheskasai. We know that originally the mikvah was kosher, so we should be mitara these tahiris based on the chazaka de meikara of the mikvah. Now the Tosfos Shanim over here in Dibur Maschal Adarabah, he asks, what does the Gemara mean to say that Adarabah hemet mikvah cheskasai, which the Gemara means to ask we should be mitara everything because we should use the chazaka de meikara of the mikvah? And he asks, why are we using the cheskas tire of the mikvah more than the cheskas tum of the person? And he says, Eichanayim lechar, what it means to say is that it should be a suffik and we should have to go lechumra. However, the Tosfos Rosh Hanida learns differently. He says, when the Gemara asks Adarab hemet mikvah cheskasai, what the Gemara means to say is that the Shurish HaShayla really is on the mikvah, not on the person. And if we should use the Chazakah, which speaks about the Shurish HaShayla, and not the Chazakah, which speaks about the result of the Shayla. So this is actually the Kasha that we asked, based on the Ritva we mentioned before. The Ritva says we can only use the Chazakah, which speaks about the Shurish HaShayla. If so, we can only use the Chazakah about the mikvah, and we should not be able to use the Cheskas Tumah of the person. So according to the Texas Rush, this is actually the Kasha of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Adarab hemet mikvah cheskasai, this is what the Gemara means to ask. And the Rashash and the Pnei Yeshua over here on this Tosfos Lishonim, they say the same thing. You can answer that which Tosfos Lishonim was bothered, that why we're using the Chazakah on the mikvah more than the Chazakah on the person. They say this is what the Gemara means to say because the Shurish HaShayla is on the mikvah and not on the person. However, if we understand the Gemara's Kash like this, then we now have to understand what does the Gemara mean to answer. When the Gemara says that it's a Tartil Reisa, the Chur is still, what is the Pshat? Why can we factor in the Hemid Tomei Acheskasai if that's not the Shurish HaShayla? So the stipend in the Kilos Yaakov on Nida and Simon Samach Bezi explains how to understand the Shakli Vatar of the Gemara. And he says that in case where we have a mikvah which we measured, we saw that it was Memsa, and afterwards we didn't measure it again, we know that a person was Tayvel in it. So obviously the din is that the person is Tar, we rely on the Chazak of the Meikar of the mikvah, even though we didn't check it right before the person was Tayvel. And the stipend says, L'chair we could ask, why do we go bust with the Chazak of the Meikar on the mikvah to say that the mikvah is kosher, we should go bust with the Cheskas Tumah on the person? We know that he was once Tamei, maybe he's still Tamei. Unless we know definitely that he did a kosher tefillah. So why is the chazak of the mikvah enough to paskin against the cheskas tumah of the person? So the stipler says that the teretz is poshut, and since we already paskin on the mikvah, based on the chazak of the meikar of the mikvah, we paskin the mikvah is kosher. Once the mikvah is kosher, and he was definitely tevil in the mikvah, the mele he's tar, and there are no sfeikas over here. The cheskas tumah of the person is only relevant if there's a sfeik. Over here we already paskin that he was tevil in a kosher mikvah, there are no sfeikas for the cheskas tumah to address. If so, the stipler then continues, and he asks, in the case we have a mikvah was nimdad, we know that it was once kosher, later on we check it again and we see that it's chaser. The chayv, we should use the chazaka to make kar on the mikvah to say that it only became chaser at the last possible moment. And if we'll assume like the rishonim, that we go baser chazaka to make kar, even if we know at the end that it was nishtane, this is the sheet of most rishonim, still we use the chazaka to make kar to tell us that it changed only at the last possible moment. If so, the chayv, the kasha is, why don't we paskin on the mikvah that the mikvah is kosher until the last possible moment? And if so, why do we factor in the cheskas tumah on the person, as we see over here in Ar Gemara? The Chayav is ready to psak on the mikvah that is kosher based on the chazaka de meikara. And the stipler answers this based on important yisoid in the whole inyan of chazakas. And he says that there are two types of chazakas. There's one type of chazaka which is mevar the safik. It dictates to us how to determine the metzias. There's a second type of chazaka which is not a chazaka hamivareres, rather it's only a hanhaga. It's telling us that in din we should maintain the status quo, but not because we're actually passing on the metzias. And based on this, the stipler says, if you have a chazaka de meikara, which we don't know that it was ever nishtane, over there the chazaka de meikara is a chazaka hamivareres. Therefore, in the case where you measured a mikvah, then a person was tevel it, you never measured it a second time, so we could assume that the mikvah is still kosher, that it's not chaser from the original measurement, that's a chazaka hamivareres that paskins on the mikvah, and paskins that the metzias is that the mikvah is still full. However, in the case where you have a chazaka which was definitely nishtane, and the question just is when it was nishtane, so even if a whole like to be ashamed that you do go up to the chazaka de meikara, and we'll assume that it only changed at the last possible moment, that chazaka, however, is not a chazaka hamivareres, that's only a hanhaga. It's not telling us that the mikveh really is full, it's just that the chazaka tells us the same dinim that this mikveh had until now, it will still have, we're not going to change the dinim until we know for sure that the mikveh is chaser. Therefore, the stipler says that when we talk about this type of chazaka, which is not mevar, it's only a hanhaga, here already we could factor in other chazakas. Meaning, if the chazaka is a chazaka hamivareres, so the rei is a psak on the mikveh, so once the mikveh is definitely kosher, even if a person who had a cheskas tumah is tevel in it, his cheskas tumah will be irrelevant because we're already passing that the mikvah is kosher. However, in the other type of chazaka, which is just a hanhaga, that we're going to treat the mikvah as if it stayed the same, so if a person is tevel and the person had a cheskas tumah, then already we do have to take into account his cheskas tumah. Because since we never meant to paskin on the mikvah that the mikvah was full, it's just that we're going to keep the status quo of the mikvah. If so, maybe we should say the other way around and keep the status quo of the person. According to this, we can now understand the shaka v'tari of the Gemara. Originally, the Gemara understood that the pshat in that mishnah, mikvah shenimna v'nim tzachoser, Gemara asked the kasha and Shmuel, you see that we go boser chazaka the hashto, and originally the Gemara answered, hemet tomei acheskosay. At first, we thought the Gemara meant to say that the cheskos toma of the person alone, that's what we're paskening on. And that the Gemara asked, adrab hemet mikvah acheskosay, since that's the sherish of the suffix, we should put the mikvah on its chazaka. As the stipler explains, at this point we're understanding that it's a real chazaka to bekar on the mikvah. It's a chazaka which is mevar, that the mikvah is really full, and therefore we won't take into account the cheskas tumah of the person. On this, the Gemara answers, Hari chaser lefanecha. And what the Gemara means to say, according to the stipler, is that since it's chaser lefanecha, we know that the original chazaka mekara eventually was nishtane, so even though we could still go basar chazaka, but it's not the same type of chazaka. Now it's a chazaka which is not mevar, it's only a chazaka which is anhoga, and therefore we do have to take into account the cheskas tumah of the person. Therefore, as the Gemara concludes, there's a tarji l'reisa. Once we are factoring the cheskas tum of the person, we could join that together with the chazaka de hashta, and that will be stronger than the chazaka de meikara. This is how the stipler explains the shaka v'tari of the Gemara. L'maisa, what does still need explanation, and this the stipler does not discuss, we mentioned that the Ritva asked the kasha, why don't we take into account the cheskas taira of the tairus that the person touched? And the Ritva answered, we only use the chazaka is for the original suffix, the shayrish hashayla. According to the way we're explaining now from the stipler, once it's not a chazaka which is mevar, it's only a chazaka of anhaga, then really you do take into account other chazakas, even chazakas which do not address the Sherish HaShayla. If so, the kasha of the Ritva remains, why don't we take into account the cheskas taira of the tairus which a person touched, the same way we're taking into account the cheskas tumah of the person who was toivel in the mikvah.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.